ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नष्टप्राय स्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय। तुल्य भागवत विभु सर्वश्रय प्रति श्लोक प्रति अक्षरे नाना अर्थक है। सो भागवत इज लाइक इक्वल टू कृष्णा, देयर इज नॉन डिफरेंट, इज ग्रंथ अवतार। सो भागवत इज लाइक विभु, कृष्ण इज लाइक ऑल्सो विभु, सेम एज कृष्णा। सो कृष्ण तुल्य भागवत इन चैतन्य चरितमृत स्टेटेड, कृष्ण तुल्य भागवत विभु सर्वश्रय प्रति श्लोक प्रति अक्षरे नाना अर्थक है। इन ईच वर्ड एंड ईच सिलेबल defines so many meanings, transcendental meanings. So Bhagavat glory is so much, like that's why Sukadeva Goswami spoke this one. Then when nothing was worked for Parikshit Maharaj, so wondering what to do, so many instructions he got from different Muni, Rusi and different sadhus. But in the end Sukadeva Goswami arrived and then he instructed, you'll just listen Bhagavat, Sravan, Bhagavat Sravan. So Bhagavat Sravan also is one of Mukhya Anga in our bhakti. So Bhagavat Sravan is, let's say, every day Prabhupada established this in ISKCON. So every day we listening Bhagavat or say, talking Bhagavat or discussing about Srimad Bhagavatam. So Bhagavat is so important for our bhakti. So today we are reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 8, Text Number 18. And this chapter called The Lord Slays the King of the Demons. Sa Sattam Enam Parito Vipashyan Stambasya Madhyat अनुनिर्जिहानम् न्यायम् मृग नापि नरो विचित्रम् अहो किम् एतन् नृ मृगेन्द्र रूपम् ससत्तम् एनम् परित विपश्यन् ससत्तम् एनम् परित विपश्यन् स्तम्भस्य मध्यात् अनुनिर्जिहानम् स्तम्भस्य मध्यात् अनुनिर्जिहानम् नायम् मृग नापि नरविचित्रम् नायम् मृग नापि नरो विचित्रम् अहो किम् एतन्नृ मृगेन्द्ररूपम् अहम् किम् एतन्नृ मृगेन्द्ररूपम् ससत्तम् एनम् परित विपश्यन् स्तम्भस्य मध्यात् अनुनिर्जिहानम् नायं मृगो नापि नरो विचित्रम् अहो किमेतन्नृ मृगेन्द्ररूपम् ससत्तम् एनम् परित विपश्यन् स्तम्भस्य मध्यात् अनुनिर्जिहानम् नायं मृगो नापि नरो विचित्रम् अहो किम् एतन्नृ मृगेन्द्ररूपम् Okay, word by word meanings. Saha, he, Hiranyakasipu, the king of the Daityas. Sattvam, living beings. Enam, that. Paritaha, all around. Vipashyan, looking. Stambasya, of the pillar. Madhyat, from the midst. Anunirjihanam, having come out. Na, not. Asya, I am, this. Mrugaha, animal. Na, not. Api, indeed. Naraha, human being. Vichitram, very wonderful. Aho, alas. Kim, what? Etat, this. Nrumuga Indra Rupam. The form of both a man and the king of the beast, the lion. King of the beast. The translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. The Srila Prabhupada ki jai. While Hiranyakasipu looked all around to find the source of the sound, that wonderful form of the Lord, which could not be ascertained to be either a man or a lion, emerged from the pillar. In amazement, Hiranyakasipu wondered, what is this creature that is half man and half lion? So, purport by His Divine Grace, Prabhupada. A demon cannot calculate the unlimited potency of the Supreme Lord. As stated in the Vedas, parasya saktir vividhaiva sruyate svabhaviki jnana bala kriyacha. The different potency of the Lord are always working as an automatic exhibition of His knowledge. For a demon, it is certainly wonderful that the form of a lion and the form of a man can be united, since a demon has no experience of the inconceivable power for which the Supreme Lord is called all-powerful. Demons cannot understand the omnipotence of the Lord. They simply compare the Lord to one of them. Avajananti mam mudha manusim tanumasritam. Mudhas, rascals, think that Krishna is an ordinary human being who appears for the benefit of other human beings. Param bhavam ajanantaha. Fools, rascals, and demons cannot realize the supreme potency of the Lord, but he can do anything and everything. Indeed, he can do whatever he likes. When Hiranyakashipu received benediction from Lord Brahma, he thought that he was safe. Since he received the benediction that he would not be killed either by an animal or by a human being, he never thought that an animal and human being would be combined so that demons like him would be puzzled by such a form. This is the meaning of the Supreme Personality of Godhead's omnipotency.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Gaura Govinda Swami Niti Namine. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarini. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Sri Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
So this is the verse we are discussing previously. So that when Hiranyakashipu asking Prahlad Maharaj that where is your Lord, where he resides, so these are questions the previous two verses we are discussing. So all of a sudden, just one, he just heard the sound, one transcendental, huge, furious sound for the demons. He sound like roaring of lion. The sound he received. But in this verse, he was able to see the transcendental form of Lord Nrisimhadev. Jai Sri Nrisimhaya Nrisimhadev Bhagavan ki jai. So in this verse, actually, Nrisimhadev appears in the form of that half man and half lion. So this is form describing that the form of Nrisimhadev. Mruga Indra. Nurumuga Indra. Nurumuga Indra Nara Singha. So half man, then half lion. So in the next verses, it will explain the all the limbs of Nrisimhadev, hand, nail, and everything it will. But in this form, total form is explaining, Srila Prabhupada is explaining here. And this verse is explaining about Lord Nrisimhadev's form. So here one thing Prabhupada saying, the demons cannot calculate the unlimited power of the Supreme Lord. This is so important. So, demons normally has a lot of pride, dambha, garba. So, due to that, they are not able to calculate the potency or the power or the energy of the Supreme Lord. They think just they are the Supreme Lord or whoever with this, the people say Bhagavan, the same like one of them or little bit better than the human being. But it's not that. Lord, mercifully, he appears here in the form of a human being. It's not that he is a human being. He is the Supreme Lord. He is Asama Urdha. Asama Urdha means nobody is equal to him, nobody is above him. So he is Asama Urdha. Sade Sarja Purna Krishna Dhare Sarva Bala. He has six opulences with full, complete. His Purna, his Atmaram. So he doesn't need anything. But he mercifully appears here in the form of a human being to shower his mercy to the jivas or mankind, him. So that is his mercy only. So we read in Bhagavad Gita, Lord appears for
two purposes. One is to protect the devotees and simultaneously to kill the miscreants, destroy the demons or miscreants. Paritranaya sadhuna vinasaya diskritam. So that is the purpose of the Lord. And simultaneously Lord does his pastime here. And another benefit, he protects the devotees from the miscreants. Simultaneously devotees also get another benefit. When Lord does his pastimes, all these pastimes are Lord's mercy. By discussing those pastimes, by hearing those pastimes, the doing kirtan of those pastimes, the human get the benefit. What is the benefit? Attachment to the Supreme Lord develops. And that attachment to the Supreme Lord gives the real benefit or the real purpose of human life. So purpose of human life is to, there is so many jivas, no? So many species, 84 lakhs of species existing in different planets. So what is the purpose of human life? So human life is the most, it's like a rarely achieved birth, we say. It's very rare. So human life is the only species where we can do this Bhagavat sadhana. By doing this Bhagavat sadhana, we can reach to the lotus feet of Supreme Lord. Or we can go back, home back, Godhead, like Srila Prabhupada said, chant Hare Krishna. And so that is the purpose of human life. So only in human life we can do that. So Prabhupada is saying, in a demon cannot calculate, the demon cannot calculate the Supreme Lord's potency. So here, in this society now, in this Kali Yuga, in previous yugas, like Satya Yuga, Treta or Dwapar Yugas, the community of the demons and the community of the human beings were separated. They were staying in different place, different community they had, they are staying together. And human beings also they had different. And their shapes, face, akruti, prakruti, everything was different, separated. By seeing someone we can calculate, oh this is a demon or this is a human being. We can say like that before. And also because of their activities, their prakruti, their action, we can say, oh this is a demon or this is a human being. So we can easily separate. But in this Kali Yuga, it's not like that. So everybody, demons, human being, good people, bad people, good nature, bad nature, everything exists in one place. In one community we can say even. We don't know. Like the nature, like in one country, they are existing in one country, they are existing in one community, one subdivision, they are existing in one family, both. They are existing in one body even. What is that? That nature. That is the nature, like the demoniac nature within us. Is there. What are the demoniac natures? What are those demoniac natures possesses dominating us, dominating our mind and heart? So those natures are demoniac natures. There is lobha, kama, krodha, lobha, moha, madha, mascharya, irsha, enviousness. These are all demoniac natures dominating us, dominating our heart and mind. So these are the demoniac natures. Also we have good qualities. Some good qualities also we have possessing. That is also. So sometimes this good quality dominating us and sometimes bad qualities dominating us. Jai Sri Sri Gaurinitai Ki, Sri Radharas Vyajalita Vidhi Visagal Sitaram Lakshmani Hanuman Ki Jai. So now is the question is, these qualities possessing us, how we'll get rid of these qualities? Because we are here, somehow or other we reached at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. We came here. So that means we have some good qualities and some sukriti. Previous sukriti we had some sradha in our heart. Because of that sradha, we pulled out from the material or a material community to a place where you can practice the bhakti yoga. So this is the place where we are practicing. So we had some good quality or sradha in our heart. Because of that sukriti, we are here now. But still in our hearts, those bad qualities still there. It's not completely not. So when it will go completely from our heart, we'll be completely pure. We'll be in sattva-guna, mode of goodness. First we'll transform ourselves into mode of goodness. Then it will go to the mode of pure goodness. So that is far away. So now we have to discuss how we can get rid of all these things. Unless we will get rid of all these qualities from our heart, demoniac natures, we cannot practice bhakti yoga. Because how we can practice bhakti yoga with lobha, greed? If we have material greed, material desire in our heart, how can we practice? Then we will be selfish. If we have greed, means we will be selfish. We will only think about this body. Deha geha kalatradi chinta abirat lagiche hudayamara buddhi karihat. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, always I am thinking about this deha geha kalatradi. That means my body, my family, my money, my business. Always I am thinking about that. Then how can I do bhakti then? It's not possible. Because deha geha kalatradi chinta abirat lagiche hudayamara buddhi karihat. That means buddhi karihat means it will destroying my intelligence, real intelligence. It is killing my intelligence. So how can I practice bhakti yoga? The real intelligence is different. Like dadami buddhi jagatam mam jena upajayantite. Krishna is saying, I will give the real intelligence. How will come to me? But if we have these qualities, lobha, moha, illusion, moha, no? That moha if we have, how can we practice bhakti yoga? How can we see the Lord? Like Prahlad Maharaj, his previous verses is saying, Prahlad Maharaj see Lord everywhere. How can he see Lord everywhere? We cannot see Lord everywhere. Prahlad Maharaj is a pure devotee of the Lord. That's why he see Lord everywhere. But he is pure devotee. Why? Because heart is clear, clean. He always see Krishna. He possesses all the good qualities. Like in Bhagavad Gita, mentions 25 good qualities of sadhu. He possesses all the good qualities in his heart. That's why he sees a Lord everywhere. But we cannot see the Lord everywhere. Why? Because of the difference. Prahlad Maharaj has those qualities. We don't have that quality. So that's why he is Krishnamayi. Krishnamayi, Krishnadhar, Bhitra Bahire. Jahan jahan netra pade, dekhaye, amare. Krishna is saying. So those are Krishna conscious, fully Krishna conscious. They see Krishna everywhere. Their consciousness is completely Krishna conscious, pure consciousness, pure mode of pure goodness. That's why they see Krishna everywhere. But we cannot see. So because we possess these demoniac qualities in our heart, demoniac natures, they're dominating us. Lobha, moha, mada, mascharja, irsa is another enviousness. Also there in our heart. So unless we clear out, unless we clean these natures from our heart, we cannot practice bhakti yoga and we cannot see Krishna everywhere. It is not possible. So here also in our sadhu, guru, Vaishnav, they have instructed us how to clean our heart. Many places they wrote poems, they wrote literatures for us. Narottam Das Thakur is saying how we can clean our heart. In one poem he is writing that Kama Krishna Karma Pane Krodha Bhakta Dvesi Jane Lobha Sadhu Sange Hari Katha. So Kama Krishna Karma Pane. Krishna Karma Pane means for Krishna's pleasure. We'll do something for Krishna's pleasure. How we'll do that? Because we are here in the temple. So we have authorities. Then gurus, sadhus, Srila Prabhupada gave us instructions. So according to that, if we'll serve, we cannot serve ourselves something from our mind. Because we are not pure, we cannot do that. So asraya laya bhaje Krishna tate tare nahi teje. If we'll take shelter of a sadhu, we'll act on the instructions of sadhu, then we are not in problem. Then Krishna will accept our services. So, हियर इज काम कृष्ण कर्मापणे. सो ऑल दिस वर्क्स विल डू आवर एक्शंस हैज टू बी फॉर कृष्णस प्लेजर. देन दिस आवर डिजायर फॉर काम बिफोर आवर डिजायर इज फॉर आवर सेल्फ. वी हैव टू डू आई नीड समथिंग फॉर माई सेल्फ. आई विल वर्क फॉर माई सेल्फ. That everybody is saying in this material world, no, I'll work for myself. But if I'll work for Krishna, then that is the real action. So that we have to do. Kama Krishna karma pane. Krodha, krodha, bhakta, dveshi jane. Krodha means anger. Anger also we have, no, some little bit situation creates. Immediately we are angry. That everybody have experience. I have experience. A lot of everybody has the experience probably. Some situation creates, immediately we become angry. Can you imagine? Like the pure devotees, they are not like that. Yudhishthira Maharaj, example. Situation, big situations, he is not angry. Big situations, he can forgive anyone. Because he possesses the good qualities. But we immediately, anything happens, immediately we become angry. But Narottam Das Thakur is saying, we have to execute or we have to establish that anger in some different places. Where? Like Hanuman. Hanuman used in proper way. The example is, like he burned the Lanka because Ravan was disturbed Vibhishana and devotees, because Ravan is a demon. He was giving trouble to the devotees of the Lord. That's why he burned the Lanka. We cannot do those big activities, but at least somebody is blaspheming Lord or blaspheming the devotees, we can argue with him. So that kind of thing, our anger should be used on that way. Krodha bhakta dveshi jane. Lobha sadhu sange hari katha. This lobha is a very big, it's a troublemaker. This greed is very much troublemaker. And that will create inside our heart. Nobody will know how it works. It will just take our mind. It will pull our mind and throw in some places, throw into the garbage. We will be in the garbage completely. This lobha will take us to the garbage tank. So it's very difficult to control that lobha. But that lobha, if we will use lobha sadhu sanghe harikatha, that will be the proper use of lobha. Lobha sadhu sanghe harikatha. काम कृष्ण कर्मापणे क्रोध भक्त द्वेषी जने लोभ साधु संगे हरि कथा. सो इफ विल डू दैट देन विल बी गेट रीड ऑफ दिस लोभ. सो विल ऑलवेज हैंकर हाउ विल गेट साधु संग देन हाउ विल लिसन फ्रॉम हिम. हाउ विल गेट द प्योर डिवोटीज ऑफ लॉर्ड. हाउ विल गेट द डिवोटी संग साधु संग व्हिच इज हैपनिंग इन इस्कॉन. दैट्स इस्कॉन वी आर हैविंग प्रीचिंग सेंटर्स डिफरेंट प्लेसेस. वी आर हैविंग संकीर्तन्स. सो दीज आर साधु संगस. So if we'll develop that greed for that purpose, then we'll be get rid of that greed, that lobha. Moha ishta labha vine mada krishna guna gane nijukti kari vajatha tatha. That next is coming, moha, mamatto, moha. So this moha is a big thing, like moha, what moha makes us. Okay, you are that. I am a dog or I am a human. Like that moho. And all attachment. Very deeply illusory attachment. That is moho. That means our moho is towards asat now. Which is temporary. Our moho is towards that. But moho should be where? Moho ishta labha vine. Ishta means our ishta is Krishna. So, if our moho, we will use that moho ishta labha vine. For ishta labha, to get Krishna, to get Krishna's mercy, to get Krishna's devotee's song. If we'll use that, then we'll use that. That's the proper use of moha. Like mamatta, we have the attachment towards material desire, material existence. We have so much attachment. Same attachment we have to make the opposite size towards Krishna. Then that will be the moha, ishta labha vine. Then mada means, what is the mada? Mada means the and intoxicant, no? Like normal intoxicant, no? So, mada, krishna, guna gane. So, no, normally we will become intoxicant for the material desires, to do some material activities, make something like, those are like
too much passion. No? Because of the passion, we create so many big things in material. So, if moha ishta labhavine mada krishna gunagani. So, if we will use that mada, so we should be intoxicant by glorifying Krishna, Krishna's pastime. So, do sankirtan. So then, we will be able to utilize these bad qualities in a proper place. By doing all these things regularly, it's not like one or two times we'll do, then we'll get rid of. By doing it, practices regularly, these things will go on. And simultaneously, on the side, Srila Prabhupada said, we have to give full faith on Krishna and Krishna's holy name. That saranagati is comes also is connected to the saranagati. So we have to practice those qualities in our heart. Dainya, Atma Nivedan, Govtrute Varan, Avasya Rakhive Krishna, Vishwasa Paran. Bhakti Anukula Matra, Karjara Shikar, Bhakti Pratikula Karja, Varjan Angikar. So this is Bhaktivinoda Thakur is writing on his poem. These are all big, big philosophies. It's not, these are written everything on the poem, but these are big philosophies, sir. Dainya Atma Nivedan. These are the saranagatis, one symptom or one item, you can say. If we'll practice those things in our heart, then we'll be able to utilize those lobos, all these things in proper place. Like dainya bhav, we have to have dainya bhav. Like Trunanda Pishunichen, Tarariva Sahishna, all these qualities is coming here. So we, dainya atma nivedan, we have to be fully surrender to the Lord. Dainya atma nivedan, govtrute varan, Krishna is my ishta, like that is govtrute varana. Avashya rakhive Krishna vishwas varana. We have to have full faith on Krishna, so holy name. That Krishna's holy name will protect me. Like Prahlad Maharaj, we previously see here, Prahlad Maharaj has full faith. That is, he will be protected by Krishna, protected by the Supreme Lord. He didn't have any doubt, no doubt on that. So we see, like Krishna gives the protection. In many places, Krishna gives the protection. And Krishna keeps the words of devotees. Krishna has that nature. Krishna gives the protection. If we accept Krishna's instruction, all this, if we follow the Sadhu Guru's instruction, then Krishna will give us the protection. So, Dainya Atma Nivedana Govtrute Varan Avasya Rakhive Krishna Vishwas Varan. So, Krishna will give, definitely He will give us protection. That faith we have to have developed in our heart. That faith. Avasya Rakhive Krishna Vishwas Varan. Then, Bhakti Anukula Matra Karjara Shikar. So, Anukula Karja means which is favorable. Favorable actions, favorable activities. Those are favorable to the bhakti, our bhakti yoga practice. Only those activities I will accept. Bhakti anukula matra karjara shikar. Shikar means accept. I will accept only those activities which is favorable for bhakti. Bhakti pratikula karja varjanangikar. Which is not favorable for bhakti, those activities I will reject. So these are six symptoms of saranagati. 6 points are there. Dainya, Atma Nivedan, Govtrute Varan, Avasya Rakhya Krishna Vishwas Varan, Bhakti, Anukula, favorable actions I will accept, unfavorable I will reject. These six things. He's saying, Saranga Saranagati Haive Jahar, Tahara Prathana Sune Sri Nanda Kumar. So this saranagati, these 6 points, these 6 symptoms, whoever will practice these 6 symptoms, if he prays to Nanda Kumar, Supreme Lord, Krishna, then Krishna will listen. Otherwise, Krishna will not listen. Unless we practice Saranagati, Krishna will not listen to us. We won't get that benefit. We won't see Krishna everywhere, like Prahlad Maharaj. See, why we are reading all this Bhagavat, all this Krishna's pastime, Narsingadev is appearing, all these things why we are reading all these pastimes. By reading these pastimes, these are the pastimes of Lord and Lord's devotees. Bhagavatam is the pastime. What Bhagavat speaks? It's a direct pastimes of Lord and Lord's devotees. There is no indirect, nothing is there. Direct pastimes. By hearing those pastimes, like, say, Bhagavat is that thing.
তাতে বেদ শাস্ত্র হইতে পরম মহত্ব ইজ সেইং ইজ ইভিন ইজ মোর ইম্পর্টেন্ট দিন অল দিস বেদ শাস্ত্র ইজ দ সবস্ট্যান্স অফ বেদ অ্যান্ড অল দিস উপনিষদ ইজ ভাগবতম বট ইজ ভেরি ইম্পর্টেন্ট ইভিন আফটার রাইটিং অল দিস পাবলিশিং অল দিস লিটারেচার ব্যাসদ ওয়াজ নট হ্যাপি হি ওয়াজ ডিপ্রেসড হি অলরেডি ডিড অল দ্য পুরাণস অল দ্য উপনিষদ অল দ্য বেদ এভরিথিং হি ওয়াজ রিটেন But one day he was not getting pleasure. He wrote everything. If we write one book, we are very happy, you know. I wrote a book. Something is like that, no? But he was not happy when I'm writing like thousands of literatures. He was not happy. He was depressed. Then one day, Narad Muni was passing. He said, you wrote so many literatures, so many books about Lord, Veda and all these things. But how come you are not happy? You are depressed. He said, I don't know. I don't if I know then I would do that, no? I don't know that. So why I am depressed? What I am depressed? Then Narad Muni instructed to write Srimad Bhagavatam. Then he instructed him, okay, you write Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam read explaining the Lord's direct pastimes. And instructions is not compromising with anything. No karma, jnanakanda, nothing. Only bhakti is there. Srimad Bhagavatam. The Krishna bhakti rasa swarup, Sri Bhagavata. That is the bhakti rasa swarup, the personification of Krishna bhakti. Rasa, mellow of Krishna bhakti. That is Srimad Bhagavatam. So when he wrote Srimad Bhagavatam, he was satisfied. That's why if we discuss Srimad Bhagavatam, we read Srimad Bhagavatam, we listen to Srimad Bhagavatam, with the association of devotees, then we will get also satisfaction, like Vyasadeva. So that's why we are practicing, every day we are doing this Bhagavatam class. Prabhupada instructed to do that. Sadhu Sangha Krishna Naam E Matra Chai Sansara Jinita Ar Kon Vastu Nai. So with Sadhu Sangha, we will practice all these things. Bhagavatam, Krishna Sankirtan, we do Nama Sankirtan. We are doing Nam Sankirtan, we are reading Srimad Bhagavatam with Sadhu Sangha. So by doing that, we will get satisfaction. Then we will be able to see Krishna everywhere. Then Krishna will, if we say something, Krishna will listen to us. Or Krishna will act on that. Like Prahlad Maharaj, we read, Prahlad Maharaj said, when Hiranyakashipu was asking, where is your Lord? Is your Lord in this pillar? Then Prahlad Maharaj, fearlessly, no fear, he said, yes, my Lord is here. Because he sees Lord there. He sees Supreme Lord is there. That's why he sees fearlessly. Okay, Krishna is there. He is the Supreme Lord. Then Hiranyakashipu became so angry, more angry even. Then he tried to destroy that pillar. Then when he was on his sword, no? Sharp sword, he wanted to break that pillar. Then that brushed him automatically. His Prabhupada is writing here one thing. Krishna has many potencies. So many. He is omnipotent. He has so many energies, so many powers Krishna has. So automatically he exhibits. Automatically it comes to an action. It happens like that. In Nrisimhadev's, when Nrisimhadev appears. When he says, Krishna is there, Supreme Lord is there. Immediately one sound first came. Nobody could know where the sound is coming from. In this verse he is explaining, okay, from that middle of that pillar, the sound is, Nrisimhadeva's form is appearing. Narasingha Rupa. Nrisimhadeva Bhagavan ki jai. So, from here we can see, because Prahlad Maharaj see there, Lord. But we cannot see that. And when Prahlad Maharaj said that, previous verse Prabhupada is saying, because Prahlad Maharaj said to Hiranyakashipu, is there to fulfilling his word, fulfilling the dear devotee's word, Krishna appear. The same way when Aditya Acharya Prabhu, our Panchatattva Aditya Acharya Prabhu, he desired, because so many things are happening in Kali Yuga. Everybody is only concerned about their own selfish things. Everywhere he sees, he became so depressed. Aditya Acharya, very depressed by seeing, because he is also Mahavishnu's avatar. He sees all these jivas are suffering now.
by doing these material activities only. They are not, they have no desire to listen about Lord, Supreme Lord. Only lost everything, because this is the first stage of Kali Yuga. The first 500 years of Kali Yuga, this thing is happening. By seeing all these things, he was so sad, Aditya Acharya Prabhu. Then he wanted that Lord should appear now. We need the presence of Supreme Lord. That's why he did one tapasya, Aditya Acharya Prabhu. In Gangajal, he was taking only water and offering water and tulsi. He did one tapasya. That when he did that, then who appeared? Sriman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance is coming. So that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, because of Aditya Acharya Prabhu. We are singing every day. Only by the mercy of Aditya Acharya, we can get Nityananda Prabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this is the cause. For the devotees, Lord appears. When devotees say something, then Lord keep that word. Because why? Because of the affection. That is also Krishna's one nature. He cannot disobey or he cannot make false his devotee's word. So one lila is there. So many lilas there. Like we see one instance, Bhishma Dev. He took a vow that the Krishna said in Mahabharata Yudha, I will not carry any weapon. I will not do any with the weapon, anything. But Bhishma said, I will make you carry weapon. So, who can challenge Supreme Lord? Only devotees. So, but that challenge was with love only. That challenge was not like a demon's challenge. Demon's challenge is different. But devotee challenge is only the relationship with the devotees and Lord is love. There is nothing else. So with that relationship, with that love and affection towards Krishna, Bhishma Dev said, I will make you carry the weapon. So now is Krishna. He has the promise. He has to keep his devotee's word. Nothing he can do. Krishna many times said, my devotee is even more than me. Name bhakta pranasyati. So Krishna has to keep his word. So that's why some instance came. Krishna has to carry the weapon. Then Bhishma Dev said, Lord, I did what I said. So that is only because of the love only. So because of love towards Prahlad Maharaj, Nrisimhadev appeared. When Lord appears, he does like so many activities. In one action, he does so many activities. The same way, said Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears when Aditya Acharya only worshipping with the jala and Ganga jala and tulsi leaf. Then Supreme Lord appeared. That Mahaprabhu himself accepted because of this Aditya Acharya Prabhu, I appeared in this material world. But then when Mahaprabhu appeared, he did so many things. Even another lila in Mahaprabhu's lila, when Mahaprabhu was traveling towards Vrindavan, he went through Kashi, Banaras Kashi, and there everybody was like Mayavadis, everybody was followers of Shankaracharya at that time. So they were saying Nirvisheshavad, they are all this Mayavad, Nirvisheshavad, Sunyavad, like that. Nirvisheshavad mostly. So they are saying everyone is Lord, or whoever will practice, they can be Lord. So like that's their philosophy. So Mahaprabhu saying, what this, like Prakashananda Saraswati, that time he was the leader of that community. So Mahaprabhu said, what he is doing? He is saying, I don't have any hand, I don't have any leg, I don't have a head. So like that, so what he is saying? I have everything. So Mahaprabhu was going through that Kashi. Then Tapan Mishra, I think Tapan Mishra was hosting Mahaprabhu, Sriman Mahaprabhu in his house. So then when Mahaprabhu was doing his regular activities, like go outside and chant Hare Krishna with Nagar Sankirtan, with some devotees, he used to chant like we are going Nagar Sankirtan. So Mahaprabhu used to do that. So
So by seeing that, they are criticizing Mahaprabhu. Then what this person is doing, he is a sannyasi. Sannyasi should read Veda, all these things. And what he is doing, he is going outside and just chanting some name or something like some mantra, something like that. What he is doing? Maybe he is a madman. They are just discussing. So Mahaprabhu, he is the Supreme Lord. He knows everything. So he just come and stay in the home. Nothing he say. But the devotees of the Mahaprabhu, Tapan Mishra and other devotees, they used to feel very bad, like offended, because they also feel very, very angry. And when they go out, what is your sannyasi is doing? He is only going outside and chanting this Hare Krishna, dancing. This is not sannyasi's activities. So they feel bad. So one day they said, Prabhu, what's happening? Why don't you do something? So Mahaprabhu never accept any invitations from any outsiders. Only he goes to his devotee's house. Otherwise he never goes. If his devotee may be small or big, doesn't matter. If he is rich or poor, doesn't matter. He goes to his devotee only. He never goes outside, does not accept any invitations. Then when this discussion is going on, Mahaprabhu, Jogamaya immediately arranged something. When Krishna desires anything, that Jogamaya immediately arranged. So that's when Krishna's desire, will, is so powerful. When Krishna desires anything, immediately have to action. So immediately one person came, he invited Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Please, I am arranging one assembly. All these sannyasis are coming. Please you come. Please you bless me. Bless us. So Mahaprabhu immediately accepted that invitation. So you can see, because the devotees is feeling something in their heart, because it is on the exchange of love only. Like here Prahlad Maharaj, they said, okay, my Lord is here. So immediately Lord appeared there. So here devotees just said, they expressed their heart, immediately Lord into action. They said, okay, I'll accept. So Mahaprabhu went there next day. The Mahaprabhu just sat in the area where they are washing their feet. So, and then Mahaprabhu exhibited one, like his effulgence, the power, like the one of wonderful energies he has, wonderful potency he has, is exhibited. So everybody saw, who is this sannyasi? What is this effulgence? He's like Narayan. So from this, then Mahaprabhu has some argument with them. Then they called Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu said, no, you cannot say Jiva Narayan. Mahaprabhu immediately put his hand on the ear. Jiva ke Narayan kahuna kahiva. You cannot say Jiva Narayan. That is a very big offense. That's Mayavadi say, oh, he is Narayan, everybody is Narayan. No? That is offense. You cannot say Lord. Lord is Asama Urdha. How can you say everybody is Lord? Lord is one only. He is Asama Urdha. Nobody is equal to him, nobody is above him. How can you say everyone is Lord, not Narayan? So that is very big offense. Mahaprabhu established that jukti there. That tarka. Then they were having back and forth arguments. Then Mahaprabhu caught everything. Then Mahaprabhu made everybody devotees, Krishna consciousness there. So that is Mahaprabhu's lila. Same way, Srila Prabhupada, in Srila Prabhupada Pranam Mantra we read, no? Namaste Saraswati Deve, Gauravani Pracharine, Nirvisesa Sunyavadi, Paschatya Desatarine. So Gauravani Prachar for the preaching of this Mahaprabhu's Bani, and also to deliver Nirvishesa Vada and Sunyavada. Nirvishesa and Sunyavada. That is Prabhupada's also same mission as Mahaprabhu's mission, and Prabhupada's mission is same. It's non-different. So from here we see only the love and affection towards his devotees, Krishna, act. The same here in this verse is Prabhupada is saying, demons cannot calculate the Supreme Lord's potency. Is one point. And from this point, this is the main point, and Krishna exhibits his energy anytime automatically. That we cannot calculate. That the demon cannot calculate. Only devotees can understand that. Demons cannot do that. So for us, if we want to be like Prahlad Maharaj,
Because why we are here? We want to be devotee. One day we want to be a pure devotee. Pure devotee means we have to be pure in our heart. So to become that, we have to follow this all these instructions of Sadhu, Guru, Vaishnav and Shastra. So if we are a devotee, then we can see Lord everywhere and then we can get the association of the Supreme Lord. So from this verse we learned this, that Krishna only approached by the devotees. And we want to be a devotee. To become a devotee, we have to follow this Saranagati, all this Saranagati, and we have to use our demoniac nature in the proper places and practice this regularly. If we do this regularly, then slowly, slowly, we'll clear our heart, mind, then one day we'll be completely pure. So that is this verse, mostly this verse is saying. So we'll stop here. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada Maharaj ki Gaur Premanande. Is anybody has any questions? Yes.
Hare Krishna, Guruji.
Hare Krishna.
Guruji, like you were mentioning, until unless we are surrendered, our prayers, Lord won't listen. So should we, like we are not properly surrendered? There are two questions actually. How should we know that how much surrendered we are? And secondly, if we are not surrendered, so should we not pray or should we pray that we can get surrendered like
no,
that?
Our prayers should be there all the time. If we are not possessing all these qualities, Saranagati qualities, still our prayer will go on. We'll pray. But here the Saranagati is saying, we are practicing, if we'll start practicing those qualities, still Krishna will listen. Because we are six symptoms, we'll start practicing now. We are on the way. We're accepting those Saranagati. Okay, this Saranagati will give us the perfection. We may not be perfect, or we may not got the perfection, but we are on the way. Like Srila Prabhupada said, you are all the on the way now. On the way means we are accepting already. We may not be perfected, or maybe not perfect or not got the perfection. Doesn't matter. But Krishna will, and Krishna will help. Otherwise, Krishna's help, how can we go forward even? Krishna will help. Well, Krishna said, if you'll go one step, I'll come 100 steps. So Krishna will help. But we have to accept. Main thing is we have to accept those Saranagatis. This Dainya, Atma Nivedan, all these things. Okay, I will reject not favorable things. I will accept all the favorable things. If we'll accept that statement, that means I'm accepting. Then Krishna will hear. Then Krishna will help us. Otherwise, Krishna's help, I will get the perfection. Perfection is a different thing, prayojana. But we have to have practice and accept. Accept and practice. If they combine, then Krishna will listen our things. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada Maharaj ki Jai Gaur Premanande.